Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me now on a very important topic is Siyabulela Makunga, who is the spokesperson at the Competition Commission. This weekend it was announced that the COVID-19 PCR test would be decreased in price. It's something we spoke about last week, that it's just not a possibility for a lot of people to go out there and find out whether or not they're COVID positive. And this just creates a more of a serious situation in respect to the spread of the virus. So good news coming out from the Competition Commission. We needed their intervention, and for that we thank them. Siyabulela, why was it so important for the COVID-19 PCR test to be decreased?
Very good morning, and thank you very much for having us. Good morning to your listeners. You are aware that the second pandemic is what we call an economic pandemic, which has left our people really in dire straits. Look at the increased food prices, medical supplies, essential products, and so forth. So this was one public plight that people have been really complaining about. Obviously, the Commission received a formal complaint from Council for Medical Schemes in October this year, and obviously we now, yesterday, have made the announcement of the significant reduction of the price for PCR COVID-19 tests. But it was important because it would increase the number of people who would now find it accessible and affordable to go to private sector laboratories to get tested, as this was quite a financial burden on vulnerable consumers and customers.
And the cut down in price, it's not as dramatic as one would think. It's still a significant saving. I think they're talking about going from 850 to around 500. Correct me if I'm wrong. That still excludes a lot of people from being able to go out and afford these tests. What are the actual prices? What is the actual saving? And what went into the thinking of how to bring it down to this particular price?
Effective, the reduction is an average of between 30 to 35% in terms of percentage. But the significance really is that the Commission has made an intervention much earlier, I think in 2020, where the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, Honorable Ibrahim Patel, in conjunction with the Commission, published what we call block exemptions. And these were to allow market players in sectors like retail, banking, as well as healthcare to have a collaborated and coordinated response in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic. As you are aware, that the Commission anticipated that there will be negative economic and social impacts during the time of the pandemic, and prices would go up. So what happened is that the Department of Health, the Minister of Health, negotiated a price from 1,400 to 850. And that is the reason why you've got a flat rate in terms of PCR tests across the pathology groups. This was as a result of that intervention. So this is the second intervention that the Commission is making. And we're not going to end there. We are going to demand that laboratories submit financial statements every 3 months, so that if the Commission finds that there are reasons for us to reconsider another reduction, obviously we have to reconsider our position.
I think it's a very important point. We can't have people exploiting the most vulnerable, especially during something as severe as a pandemic. And we've seen a lot of good work coming out of the Competition Commission, together with their sister party, the Tribunal. And I think it's very necessary that we give the kudos to the organizations in South Africa that are trying to make a difference for those that are vulnerable. When one looks at organizations such as the Competition Commission, the Special Investigating Unit, the Human Rights Commission, these are such important organizations. And I want to thank you coming towards the end of this year for the work that has been done by the Competition Commission by keeping those in line that want to take advantage of those that cannot defend themselves. Siyabulela Makunga, the spokesperson at the Competition Commission, thank you so much for joining us today.
Much appreciated. Thank you.